Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'm calling this edition the Post-Truth Tuesday edition. Post-truth. We've moved beyond truth. And I'll make that point in just a minute. I want to say hi to Evan. Appreciate him sticking it out. Feeling a little bit under the weather, but Evan has joined me next door. He's in the studio next door. So, Evan, you stay over there, and I'll stay over here, and we'll all stay healthy, and we'll do a little radio show. We'll talk about lots of big issues, and we're going to have a fine guest. He is Matt Flynn, attorney Matt Flynn, twice elected Democratic Party chair of the great state of Wisconsin. Matt Flynn, does his own show, Matt Flynn Direct, and he is direct. He's often direct. He plays out early mornings right here on Devil Radio. If you ever want to tune him in, try the Devil Radio app. We highly recommend it. But Matt Flynn's joining us in hour number two, Code Devlin, if you will. And then later in the big show, of course, Dominic joins in the happy hour. So lots of stuff to look forward to. Here are a couple of thoughts. We are in a post-truth society. And I mean specifically post-truth in regards to, like elections. The big lie. Here in the state of Wisconsin, we got some breaking news. Michael Gabelman, who is the special sauce prosecutor, and I'm going to give him a new moniker. I'm going to call him Michael Big Lie Gabelman, because the entirety of his existence is here to propagate the big lie. And he's doing so at the taxpayer expense in the state of Wisconsin. And the former president of the United States even pressured the Republican assembly leader, Speaker Robin Foss, and said, you better do it. You better extend this guy's contract. Because, he's already put out this interim report, sort of a hokey, let's roll back the Electoral College. And, of course, it's not predicated on fact. It's predicated on fiction. Sort of post-truth, if you will. So Gabelman, Michael Big Lie Gabelman, well, he remains the special prosecutor in the state of Wisconsin. And the former president's pressuring the Republican assembly leader, and he capitulated. He buckled, and he extended the contract of this aforementioned, Big Lie Gabelman. So that's the big news out of the state of Wisconsin. We will discuss that more at length in this big show, I suspect. But wanted to talk about the national post-truth big lie, and want to start with a guy named David Perdue out of the great state of Georgia. And David Perdue had a gubernatorial debate the other day. Now, David Perdue was a U.S. senator. He's the guy that lost in January of 2021, when Ossoff and Warnock won those seats, special elections. Well, he and Kelly Loeffler lost those seats, sort of unexpectedly. Georgia considered something of a red state. And I know it has been trending purple and more blue all the time. But the, perhaps the insertion of Donald Trump in the electoral politics, trying to relitigate the 2020 election, threatening the, Brad Raffensperger. And that became public immediately before this special election. But anyways, Perdue, newly defeated. Well, he's going to take another crack at the U.S. He was a U.S. senator. He's going to take another crack as a gubernatorial candidate. And in a debate the other night, here is the first words out of David Perdue's mouth. I'm going to quote him, and also an article here from the Washington Post, a Eugene Robinson opinion piece But the quote, I'm pretty sure this is factual. First off, folks, let me be very clear tonight. The election in 2020 was rigged and stolen. First words out of the man's mouth, David Perdue. I mean, that's bold. As Eugene Robinson writes at the Post, that bald-faced lie was former Senator David Perdue's opening line Sunday at a primary debate against fellow Republican whose job he is trying to take, Governor Brian Kemp. The shocking thing about this falsehood is that nobody should be particularly shocked. It would have been more surprising if Perdue had told the truth. As Eugene Robinson writes, the GOP has made it clear that it intends to run a post-truth campaign in the November elections. No Republican who goes along with this abominable strategy, no Republican who doesn't publicly denounce it, deserves your vote. Not a single one of them. Eugene Robinson goes on to write, it is no exaggeration to say that the one-time party of Lincoln is doing what the one-time party of Lincoln is doing constitutes. See, I gotta just read it in the proper order. Is doing constitutes a dire threat to the very idea of democracy. A contest between liberal and conservative philosophies is healthy. An asymmetrical clash between one party grappling with nuanced reality and another party deliberately spewing paranoid fiction is dangerously corrosive to the fabric of the nation. Yeah, I agree. It is. We have moved into a post-truth nation, or at least that's where Republicans and their media outlets would like to take us, right? And we talk about this all the time. You know, let's lead with the truth. Let's try to find the truth. Let's seek the truth. But of course, the entire predicate of what? I mean, we've got gubernatorial candidates here in the state of Wisconsin. Their entire foundation for running is to relitigate the 2020 election. Yeah, I mean, you ram jam. And obviously, David Perdue has taken a similar tact in the state of Georgia. Well, ultimately, the truth, you'd like to think the truth would bear out. You'd like to think eventually we'll get to that point where the truth matters. But I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced that we're there yet. Greg Sargent, also at the Washington Post, a similar conversation about the very same sycophant. A leading Trump sycophant may soon get the humiliation he deserves. Well, I'm going to throw this out there as well. Still talking about David Perdue. When the history of Donald Trump era is written, a special place in the whole saga should be reserved for David Perdue. The former senator has debased himself on Trump's behalf perhaps more thoroughly than anyone alive in his quest to defeat Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia in a Republican primary. Yet he may be on track for a humiliating loss. Well, that's a nice thought, isn't it? That the voters of Georgia would actually reject this big lie? We'll see. Back to the article. A new poll from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution shows Perdue trailing Kemp by an astonishing 53-27% amongst likely voters in next month's GOP primary. If Kemp clears 50%, he will win outright. No runoff, which would be a stunning downfall for Perdue, given the fact he's endorsed by Donald Trump. Well, let's see if the Trump endorsement's got any weight anymore. Analysts are already describing this as evidence of Trump's waning influence over GOP voters. But something bigger is at stake. A decisive Kemp win would show that Republican officials can't abide by the integrity of election losses and live to tell the tale. That is, without immediately seeing their careers implode in the next GOP primary. That's what Trump's trying to do, right? What was Kemp's crime? I mean, he's trying to suppress the votes like so many other Republicans do. You know, he's on the right side of Trump history in that regard. But what exactly is Kemp's crime? Well, the crime of Brian Kemp is what? He wouldn't go along with the overturning of the Electoral College vote in Georgia. Wouldn't find a justification, find a means. So anyways, back to Perdue. Perdue has built his entire primary challenge to Kemp around the idea that in some vague sense, Kemp betrayed Republican voters by rebuffing Trump's pressure to help steal the 2020 election. Trump endorsed Perdue for the explicit purpose of ousting Kemp as payback for that heresy. Fortunately, that may be failing. The Journal Constitutional poll found that a majority of GOP primary voters say Trump's endorsement won't impact their choice or make them less likely to back a candidate. And many GOP primary candidates are running on Trump's lies about our elections, of course, but there's something uniquely repulsive and corrupt about Perdue's rendition, which is why making an example of it is so crucial. So I think Greg Sargent's saying here, you know, it'd be nice to see Perdue go down in flames. First, Perdue has made this forward-looking. News reports regularly say Republicans are running on Trump's big lie. But that suggests they are merely relitigating his lost of the twisted loyalty to him. It's worse. Some candidates are running on the implicit vow to do what it takes to subvert future losses. Did you catch all that? The post-truth world we live in, it's not about this election. Well, in some ways it is. It's energizing to the base, right? But it's definitely about the next election, the future elections. And Perdue is a prime example. He has said that as governor, he wouldn't have certified Trump's 2020 loss. That's an implicit promise to use his power as governor in a way that Kemp would not, to prevent a legitimate GOP loss from becoming official. And Perdue recently telegraphed this again at a GOP primary debate this week. Perdue flatly declared that Kemp had caved and allowed radical Democrats to steal our election, and told GOP voters that if they are upset and angry about Democratic control, Kemp's to blame for it. In other words, Perdue will not allow Democrats to win elections. It will justify this with invented claims of fraud in a way that Kemp refused to do. Let's state this plainly. This is central to Perdue's case for why the GOP primary voters should pick him as governor. And one cannot know for certain whether Perdue would actually use his power as governor to refuse to certify a legitimate Democratic winner of the 2024 election. But why not take him at his word? So anyways, there's more to this article, more opinion. But he's got to lose. And there's a lot of them that need to lose. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. When you listen, you're never a loser, only a winner.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
I always want to tell the truth. When I can, I tell the truth.